Okay, so Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion. First of all, let's just start here. Let's just be real. This is not all Meg's hair. The top part is all of this. I don't know if you guys can see my mouse, but everything underneath the glasses and down is not hers, in my opinion. It's definitely way long in the back. And during the concert, you can tell the difference between the human half and the yaki. That's not her half. Stop playing. But she looked good. And Megan Thee Stallion is ready for a tour, in my opinion. This woman did an hour set, did not perform all of her catalog. There was a lot of songs that I feel like she should have performed that she didn't. But I don't even think I've seen her take a drink of water. Megan Thee Stallion, and she did not leave the stage. She connected with her fans. She's a great performer. Megan Thee Stallion looks good. This diet is doing her well. And I was really impressed because I'm like, Megan Thee Stallion is ready to headline her own tour. I feel like she's ready. And this new look, this new PR push where, you know, she's the black girl with the natural hair. She's not addressing anything. She gave Nicki Minaj nothing. She gave the Tory Lane nothing. She just gave happy. I'm here for it. Megan Thee Stallion, and in that booty body, she was dead. I'm like, good God. This woman, Megan Thee Stallion was She looks good. Like, Megan Thee Stallion is bad. Like, no shade. She look good. I'm like, okay. She ate, like, Megan Thee Stallion, that's a bad. I sat and watched that whole hour. And it was good. At first, I was like, oh, I'm a little bit bored. But then I was like, you know what? No. She do got bangers. Because I was feeling like, at first, I was like, dang. Like, she got songs, but would I be bored after a while? But I just think she had to plan out the right set list. And I love when she brought her fans up there. She had the gay boy up there. He was hitting it, baby. She did her thing. And I think Megan Thee Stallion is ready for a tour and ready to headline her own tour. She did a whole hour set, no break. She had dancers come up, but like, that'd have been Nicki. Nicki would have been backstage for 45 minutes, had booth playing. Nicki would have came out for 15 minutes doing a... You know Nicki. And she'd have rolled all on the ground. Yeah. But Megan Thee Stallion, she ate that. And I was really impressed. And I can't wait to see what she's giving next. Okay. Let me take a couple calls. Let me get into some things. Okay. Okay, let's take a couple. Okay, 9179, you live on the air.
Oh, my gosh. Can you hear me, Armand? Hello?
Yes. Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
60 seconds. Make it quick. Let's go.
Uh-huh. Yes, you are getting to, we got to get into some things. Chloe, she is being the biggest failure from Beyonce's protege. I'm sorry. Like, I feel like people are giving her a little bit too much, less smoke. If this was Michael Jackson's protege, they would not be letting her just be coasting like that. What you said about the verification, baby, Beyonce is not worried about no dang on verification. It's the little girls that's worried about verification. Armand, keep on doing what you're doing. I love you, period.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thanks for calling. Okay. 5548, you live on the air.
Hey, Boo. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm going to be real quick. I got my stopwatch on. So I just want to send a message out to Miss Natalie Nunn, baby. It's all cool and dandy now, you know, while you're up, but one day you're going to hit like 60, 70, 75, and you're going to look around and you're not going to have anybody around you because you was doing F stuff in your 30s and 40s. So I just want everybody to take that message because it's cute now, but at the end of life, it's not so cute when you look around and you're lonely. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. Wow. That was heavy. Okay. 3225, you're live on the air.
Hi, am I? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me. But you get long-winded, so make
Hi.
It quick.
No, when you're talking about the verification check, I actually agree with you on that because it kind of reminded me of, like, do you remember when, like, Michael Kors and Coach was really popular? Everybody had, like, a lot of celebrities had it. And then once it became, like, everybody had it, and specifically black people were able to get Coach and Michael Kors, it kind of, like, it wasn't as big of a deal now. Now it's, like, bottom tier. It's not seen as, like, a big deal. And I just feel like that's always – celebrity things are always, you know, supposed to be exclusive. But I do agree with you on, like, the whole thing of, like, it's good to have verifications and a million followers, but it's about – once the dust settles, what can you stand for? Like, yes, Beyonce has, you know, the check. Nicki, Cardi, they all have the check. But, like, they're actually celebrities. They're entertainers. They have fans.
Yes.
So it is more than just the check. And I do agree that it is the D-listers and the C-listers who, you know, what is that, the second, 2 seconds degree of separation from them and you where they think, oh, I have the check. But it's like, what do you have after that?
Yes.
So I do agree. But thanks.
Yes. Thanks, Bo. Okay, we'll do one more and I'm out of here. Okay, 3476, you're live on the air.
Okay, hey, Armand. So
hey,
Megan,
but you get long, hold on, because you get long winded too. Quick.
Okay, Megan looks really good. Shout out to the more coarsely textured extensions. Love to see it. About the verification badge, the outrage is really due to the assumption of some that it's going to diminish the integrity of its exclusivity. Which may or may not be true. However, to be devil's advocate, for that same reason, do you not agree that it removes the value in what the badge means? So for your reasons of wanting it, you know, you feel like some people don't read your message unless you have a verification badge. Now that it's being made accessible to anyone willing to pay for it, would you say that that still might be, that that might change?
So that will change. I'm not going to lie. So that will change. But if they change the color, then it that, mm-hmm. you know, the value then in that retrospect goes up. But the verification badge is still necessary because it's, you're verifying your identity. I can't tell you how many times people are like, there's a page trying to be you and trying to run contests. And I have to say, report. But to your point, yes. A lot of people will just be like, oh, girl, this is just a paid bear. I'm not going to lie. They'll be like, okay, this is a pay. This is not a celebrity account, whatever. Yes, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
So it will, in certain people's minds, yes, it will diminish the value a little bit. It will. But if you hold everyone's value in a sticker, then that says a lot about you too, though, to a certain degree. And all my value, I feel like if you're one of those people that already had the sticker or whatever, and you got it naturally, whatever, your value, after that, your value should not be held in that sticker or your validation.
Yes. And again, I brought up that point just to be devil's advocate. I do like the fact that it removes the inequality and the accessibility of, you know, having the badge. Last thing I want to say is the people that are the most outraged about it are the ones who needed the badge to validate them versus the ones who genuinely aren't bothered. Speaking to your point about the stars who are really not worried about it at all. So, you know, it's all about how you look at it. Love you, Armand. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Boo. All right, so we're going to wrap it up right there. I love you all. I just got to go because I'm going to be in traffic, child.